Today my guest is Florine Laghiade. Florine, how are you?
How are you, David?
I'm doing great. Did I say your name correctly?
Almost there. Florine Laghiade.
Okay, I don't know if you know, but I'm not from here.
I know you're not from here.
Okay, yeah. So what do you do, Florine?
What I do? So my official title is a Cloud and DevOps Engineer at Avelgo, but I'm also an Azure MVP. I specialize in operations, so operations, I'm on that part.
Operations people, they use PowerShell a lot.
Yeah.
I've noticed that's a great tool. It runs on Windows, and now it runs on Mac, at least the preview does.
Runs on Windows, runs on Mac, runs on Linux.
Yeah, and you were telling about a tool that I had never heard of before that helps test PowerShell.
There is a tool, so it was developed like 2 years ago. Yeah. The tool is named Pester. It was a community project on open source. It's on GitHub. The guy thought that PowerShell doesn't have any means of testing, which is a problem for PowerShell, even though that PowerShell is like 10 years old.
Sure.
So he developed this framework which permits you to test your PowerShell code in any way possible.
Oh, right. It's a testing framework.
Yes, it's a testing framework.
Like N unit or X unit.
It outputs N unit. So, yeah.
We say it outputs N unit. What do you mean?
The test results are N unit.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. How does it work? Describe to me the process of testing PowerShell.
The process of testing PowerShell is quite simple with this module. So, basically, you have your PowerShell code, right? And you have functions, you have scripts, you have everything that you need to run your code on your environment, on your server environment, or in Azure, for example.
Yeah, so typically, just to back up, PowerShell is typically used for doing DevOps type things, like creating a server, deploying a web application.
Managing everything.
Creating a database.
So I was looking once at Build. Somebody, I don't remember the guy's name, was taking an interview of Jeffrey Snover, the papa of PowerShell, and he was asked, what can you do with PowerShell? And Jeffrey was, what can you not do with PowerShell? So, yeah, that's the fun part. So, basically, Pester is simple. You have your PowerShell code, right? You have a function that works in a certain way. Pester allows you, by writing PowerShell, and in that PowerShell, you describe what you need to be tested. So, if your function outputs specific string, you can test for that specific string.
Okay, so you would assert that the string
you assert
something.
Exactly. So think of software development as it was from ages. Testing was the norm. Mm-hmm. You cannot do code development without testing. It's impossible. So
not necessarily automated testing, but some testing.
Automated tests, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of code developed without testing.
Let's not go there.
Okay.
So good code has testing.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. You agree with that. So it's the same principle.
Okay.
You assert, you have tests, you have mocks, you can mock. You don't have stubs if I remember correctly.
Okay.
But they may be coming. But you can mock commands. So maybe if you have a PowerShell command that interrogates an Active Directory server, but your system administrator doesn't allow that.
Yeah, you can mock that out, just return whatever is expected.
Yeah. But maybe the system administrator wants to play with that. So he wants to write a process that creates users from a CSV, right? Okay. Assigns licenses to Office 365 based on those users.
All right.
An example. You need to have the tests in such a manner that doesn't do any operational work. So they don't actually run the commands. So you have mocking. Basically, you take the command, Pester falsifies it. Mm-hmm. So basically, it takes it as its own, and you give it the output. So if you expect a specific output, you can give a hash table of that output, and you can test for that hash table. So you have consistent and clean testing, unless the PowerShell team changes the command list.
All right, and then you can run them all in a test harness, like the in-unit test harness.
Yes.
And come up with all greens and build as part of your continuous integration if you want to.
You can use it in continuous integration. Actually, we are using Pester to do continuous integration testing in VSTS, Visual Studio Team Services.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. So you pointed this out before, that developers have been doing unit testing and integration testing, automated testing for a long time. But PowerShell folks have not been doing that. Why did it take so long for them to get to this point?
Well, good question. I don't know, to be honest.
Okay.
So PowerShell is old.
It's been, what, 10 years?
10 years. So it's old. But it took like 2 years for somebody to think, okay, PowerShell is sufficiently mature enough to be used in very, very complex processing. So he thought, if we cannot test our code, how can we be consistent? We use PowerShell on a lot of things. With PowerShell 5, you can even write classes. C-sharp style classes.
Okay.
So, yeah, you need a testing framework. So the guy made the framework, and guess what? Microsoft saw it, and they integrated it in Windows 10 and Windows Server 2016. So you have Pester out of the box.
Oh, so if you install Windows
Anniversary update, if I remember correctly, you get it. You have Pester. And Windows Server 2016, you have it.
And if you don't have that, there's a GitHub page where you can download it and install it.
Even simpler. You have a GitHub page, but you have on your servers Windows Management Framework 5 or 5.1, install module, Pester, done.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So from a PowerShell prompt, you install the module, Pester, you're done. You're golden.
Interesting. What are some good resources for people to learn about this?
Good resources. Well, the GitHub. They have a Wikipedia there, so they can give you almost all the information possible. Mm-hmm. And other resources, let me think. There are some guides on how to write good tests, but they are not based on Pester, they are based on RSpec.
Okay.
But the concept is identical to Pester. So how to write good tests. That's RSpec. Building guide, I think, is the website. I'll have to figure it out.
Okay. Send it to me, I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, sure. So the best place to look for documentation for Pester is on their GitHub page. That's the best place.
And then, or go to one of your talks.
Yeah.
Where are you speaking next?
Where I'm speaking next? Well, I hope in Germany with Thomas Maurer. I'm going to send my submission.
Okay.
So maybe I'm being Germany, if they accept me, of course.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, everything is nice and dandy.
Excellent. Florian, thank you so much.
Thank you, David. Technology has been leading me all my life, and with technology, I got to be an Azure MVP. And my friends from my company, Mihai Tatarand and Tudor Damien, are quite my best friends.